Here we are, at the Okithu Tower House. In bygone days, it was outside the walls of the town and defended the road leading to the town of Elgeta. Amongst the Basque, these tower houses were the hallmark of families with noble lineage, and their motto was, "Trust in the land." In other words, in heaven there is God, and on earth, he who possesses most land. Before the foundation of the town, it was the Ibarra family who had more land in these parts. The new situation thrust other families into power, amongst these being the Marthana clan, owners of a number of towers in the Durango area. As you can imagine, the struggle for power gave rise to confrontation, and unfortunately this is what happened in this valley, which was then populated with woods and pastures. On the 21st of February 1468, Sancho Ruiz de Marthana nailed a letter to the doors of San Torquato Church in Abadiano, challenging the Ibarras, the latter taking up the gauntlet. Each called their own to arms and everybody, relations, vassals, farmhands and freemen, answered the call to battle, the memory of which even today sends shivers down the spines of the locals. The Gamboño clan opted in favour of the Marthana family and the town. The Oñatiño clan supported the Ibarras. 10,000 men lost their lives that day, fathers, sons and even grandfathers. The fertile fields of the valley and Elorrio ran red with their blood, and everyone was in mourning. There was not one family that had not lost somebody in that bloody conflict. Of the tower house of the Ibarras, not one stone stands. The Okithu fort still stands, so we know who won that war, known as the Battle of Elorrio. Now we're going to see the second tower house of the town. We will pass under the arches and turn to the left. On the right, you will see the Arabio Palace.